Chapter 22. How the monks are to sleep. Let the brethren sleep singly, each in a separate bed. Let them receive the bedding befitting their mode of life, according to the direction of their abbot. If it can be done, let all sleep in one apartment. But if the number doth not allow it, let them sleep in tens or twenties with the seniors who have charge of them. Let a light be kept burning constantly in the cell till morning. Let them sleep clothed and girded with cinctures or cords, that they may be always ready, but let them not have knives at their sides whilst they sleep, lest perchance the sleeping be wounded in their dreams. And the sign having been given, rising without delay, let them hasten to outstrip each other to the work of God, yet with all gravity and decorum. Let the younger brethren not have their beds beside each other, but intermingled with the older ones. And rising to the work of God, let them gently encourage one another on account of the excuses of the drowsy. Chapter 23. Of excommunication for faults. If a brother is found stubborn, or disobedient, or proud, or murmuring, or opposed to anything in the holy rule, and a contemner of the commandments of his superiors, let him be admonished by his superiors once and again in secret, according to the command of our Lord. If he doth not amend, let him be taken to task publicly before all. If he doth not reform even then, and he understandeth what a penalty it is, let him be placed under excommunication. But if even then he remaineth obstinate, let him undergo corporal punishment. Chapter 24. What the manner of excommunication should be. The degree of excommunication or punishment ought to be meted out according to the gravity of the offense, and to determine that is left to the judgment of the abbot. If, however, any one of the brethren is detected in smaller faults, let him be debarred from eating at the common table. The following shall be the practice respecting one who is excluded from the common table: that he does not intone a psalm or an antiphon, nor read a lesson in the oratory until he hath made satisfaction. Let him take his meal alone, after the reflection of the brethren. Thus, if, for instance, the brethren take their meal at the sixth hour, that brother will take his at the ninth. And if the brethren take theirs at the ninth, he will take his in the evening, until, by due satisfaction, he ordaineth pardon. Chapter 25. Of graver faults. But let the brother who is found guilty of a graver fault be excluded from both the table and the oratory. Let none of the brethren join his company or speak with him. Let him be alone at the work enjoined on him, persevering in penitential sorrow, mindful of the terrible sentence of the apostle who saith that such a man is delivered over for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Let him get his food alone in such quantity and at such a time as the abbot shall deem fit. And let him not be blessed by anyone passing by, nor the food that is given him. Chapter 26. Of those who without the command of the abbot associate with the excommunicated. If any brother presume to associate with an excommunicated brother in any way, or to speak with him, or to send him a message without the command of the abbot, let him incur the same penalty of excommunication. Chapter 27. How concerned the abbot should be about the excommunicated. Let the abbot show all care and concern towards offending brethren, because they that are in health need not a physician, but they that are sick. Therefore, like a prudent physician, he ought to use every opportunity to send consolers, namely, discreet elderly brethren, to console the wavering brother, as it were, in secret, and induce him to make humble satisfaction, and let them cheer him up, lest he be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. But as the same apostle saith, confirm your charity towards him, and let prayer be said for him by all. The abbot must take the utmost pains and strive with all prudence and zeal that none of the flock entrusted to him perish. For the abbot must know that he has taken upon himself the care of infirm souls. Not a despotism over the strong, and let him fear the threat of the prophet, wherein the Lord saith, what ye saw to be fat, that ye took to yourselves, and what was diseased you threw away. And let him follow the loving example of the good shepherd, who, leaving the 99 sheep on the mountains, went to seek the one that had gone astray, on whose weakness he had such pity that he was pleased to lay it on his sacred shoulders and thus carry it back to the fold. Chapter 28. Of those who, having often been corrected, do not amend. If a brother hath often been corrected, and hath even been excommunicated for a fault, and doth not amend, let a more severe correction be applied to him, namely, proceed against him with corporal punishment. But if, then, he doth not reform, or, puffed up with pride, should perhaps, which God forbid, even defend his actions, then let the abbot act like a prudent physician. After he hath applied soothing lotions, ointments of admonitions, medicaments of holy scriptures, and if, as a last resource, he hath employed the caustic of excommunication and the blows of the lash, and seeth that even then his pains are of no avail, let him apply for that brother also what is more potent than all those measures, his own prayer and that of the brethren, that the Lord, who is all-powerful, may work a cure in that brother. But if he is not healed even in this way, then finally let the abbot dismiss him from the community. As the apostle saith, put away the evil one from among you. And again, if the faithless depart, let him depart, lest one diseased sheep infect the whole flock.